Good afternoon. We have planned for this afternoon a village recital in which we were planning to use as many of our village musicians as possible. The weather turned out rather well this morning, so a number of them decided they'd go off on a hike. And now the weather looks rather inclement, and I'm sure they wish they were here playing. So it's not going to be a very long recital, but I think you'll find it an interesting one. I'm going to introduce the people by name, and then when it's their turn to play, they will tell you what they're going to play. The first is an organ number by Tim Hillerman. Tim, please.
I'm going to play the Buxtehude Chorale Fantasy on Nun Freut Euch. This is one of my very favorite pieces of organ music because I find the Buxtehude is just absolutely taking delight in all kinds of things and really just playing around, first of all, with the sound of the organ. You know, it's an exciting sound, and he takes just great delight in showing off the different divisions and kinds of sounds in it. Takes delight with the hymn tune that he uses. He breaks it up, throws it from division to division and voice to voice, and plays games with it. He takes delight in the text of the hymn that he's chosen. Let me read. It's very short, Stan. You know, it's only got 7 phrases, and yet he makes a piece of music that takes quite a while, as you'll see, to play. It's, "Dear Christians, one and all, rejoice with exultation springing, and with united heart and voice and holy rapture singing. Proclaim the wonders God hath done, how his right arm the victory won, right dearly it has cost him." That last phrase is really very significant. Notice at the beginning, it's very joyful. There's springing and singing and victory. The last line, "right dearly it hath cost him," that's the passion. And all of a sudden, when he gets to that, the music changes. But Buxtehude still has to play. And the passion wasn't so much a matter of then Buxtehude carrying the weight of the cross. He begins to take great delight in the victory that he has won through what it had cost Christ. And you hear that particular phrase then begins to take on the same kind of life and vitality that he has at the very beginning, where the music dances and sings and plays around so beautifully. It's a good way of playing games with the catechism, and Buxtehude does a marvelous job.
Thank you.
Golden Chamber Society will present the harpsichord and two violins, Nancy Winter and Jean Ellen Tweet. They'll announce their own number.
We're going to play the first movement, which is a vivace from the Concerto for Two Violins in D minor by Bach. Our next artist is unquestionably the youngest man on the position today. His name is Clinton Lindgren, and he's going to play the piano for us. He would like to tell you about the music.
Okay. The first song is the song called Chant Arabe from Arabia. The second song is Cuckoo. And the third song is French Children's Song from France.
I think you will realize with me that it's all the more remarkable that Clinton plays that way because he's only played, had piano lessons for 6 months. And it's just marvelous. We'll close this afternoon recital with an improvisation on Saint Anne. Oh God, her help in ages past. Thank you.